93KHJ American Samoa's Best Music Mix. Once again, welcoming you to our live stream on Facebook if you want to watch us there. Or you can just tune in if you're in your car. Don't be watching your phone while you're driving, right? Joining us in studio, we want to welcome our guests. We have Dr. Chaz and Dr. Glorianne. You can see them on our stream there. But I want to welcome both of you to American Samoa. You came in last night, is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. And so you're working with our VA doctor, Early, who is morally supporting us from afar. He's on the other side of the room right now. But thank you, Dr. Early, for setting this up. Can you tell us what the intent of your visit is here over the next couple of days and where you'd like people to be?
Dr. Chaz, I'll go ahead and get started.
Sure.
Hi, everyone. I'm Glorianne Watson. I'm the chief of pharmacy and very excited for our team to be here. This week, we are here to do vaccinations and blood pressure checks, but most importantly, to do saliva-based pharmacogenomics testing, or you could say PGX testing.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Pharmacogenomic, that sounds like a Jeopardy category,
yeah,
huh?
All right. It's a very simple test. It has a big name, but it's a very simple test that will help Dr. Early and Dr. Famuina make good choices in medications for you. It's very new and state-of-the-art, and it's a very nice tool to have. It is free for veterans. We brought over 350 kits to use on veterans this week, so you should have received a letter from us, and we are having our event at the American Samoa VA CBOC, or clinic.
And we're calling it the PGX test. So is this basically something that would be designed around figuring out what your reaction would be to a medicine and saying, okay, this person, you know, their foot falls off when they take this or something. I mean, they don't want to fall off, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't give them this. So yeah. Does it address the side effects there, Dr. Chess?
It does. How I best explain it, let's just say you and I are on the same medication, right? But
sure.
We are two completely different individuals. Genetics including, but we're on the same dose. When I take the medication, I might be a what we call a high metabolizer, where I'm metabolizing this medication so fast, before it even is able to work in my body has cleared it out of my system. You, on the other hand, might take that same dose, but metabolize so slow that you're feeling all the adverse effects versus the clinical benefits, because that drug is just accumulating in your system. And what this test does is allows us to see how you metabolize certain medications. And like Glorianne mentioned, Dr. Early, Dr. Famuina, any of your providers that have these results are able to really fine tune and customize the treatment and approach for you to best fit you.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I had just to share something anecdotal, if I could. One time I had a problem where I took a medicine and it actually made my problem like way worse.
Right.
And I would have been so much better off had I just not taken that medicine.
Right.
And I think, you know, sometimes medicines, they fix one thing, but then they can break another thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah. All right.
So this test takes that guesswork out.
Okay.
Gets us to that destination a lot faster. So it's kind of like a roadmap for our patients.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now you are going to be doing some outreach at a couple places. Can you tell us where that is, Dr. Chaz?
Yeah, so first, like Glorianne mentioned, we'll be at the Annie Hunkin VA Clinic at the Army Reserve Building today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But today, tomorrow, and Thursday is going to be from 8 to 3 p.m. And then Friday, we'll be at the clinic from 8:30 to 12. And then we'll also be in Aua at the Tufanga's Guest House on Thursday, July 16th from 9 to 1. So we appreciate them having us there. And then in Pava'iai, the Toilolo's Guest House, that's Friday, July 17th from 9 to 12. So all of our veterans.
You say those names
those
really
areas,
well, by the way. I just want to point out. Are you got some Samoan? Are you a Polynesian?
I do. But born and raised in Hawaii.
Okay, yeah. But still, you know, it's the part of the Polynesia. So yeah. You had that.
Very
you nailed that
language.
You say I've been here for 25 years, and Pava'ia, you said that way better than I do. So
it's like in Hawaii we have that Pa'iai. So I guess it's similar.
Yeah. with the way the it's tricky because you get the vowels and then you put the vowels are okay, but when you put them one after another after another after another, that's when it's like, all right,
exactly.
So anyway, what's your last name, Chess?
Barrett. Our family name is Fatilinga from Fangaalu.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're from Pongo, actually. Cool. All right. Do you ever get back here?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Dr. Gloria Ann, you were here in like just right after COVID, right?
October 22.
Okay. All right. I was telling you. Yeah. I remember seeing you and you somehow, I got way older and you somehow got way younger. So.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right. So if there's any questions, do you have a flyer or a Facebook page or anything like that that we can direct people to?
We do have a flyer.
Yeah.
We can maybe share it with you.
Okay.
You can.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Yeah,
that would be nice. Yeah.
But you're at the Falaya Mavanga Clinic and then the Tufanga Guest House in Awa for the east side then, huh?
For the east side, yep.
All right.
But basically, we're here to host this for veterans. So if you can't come to us, we want to come to you. So if you could let the clinic know somehow, and we will try to make that happen for veterans who are homebound or just can't make it in. We want to make sure that we deliver the same care to veterans at their homes if we have to.
And do you guys work with the veterans in Hawaii as well?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the name of that clinic? Is it the VA clinic there?
Yeah, our Sparks Matsunaga. Yeah.
Okay. Clinic. And then do you kind of like refer people out to like Tripler or Straub or places like that if...
Yes, if they need to.
Yeah.
If the clinic themselves cannot manage what the veteran needs, then we do send them out to the community.
Now, one thing we're kind of exploring here, just sort of the difference between like Polynesian genetics and Palangi genetics, we're noticing that's actually uncovered in a study where there's dementia. I don't know if it's more prevalent in Polynesians, but it's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these side effects that we're talking about here with some of these... medicines that you take, have you noticed that somebody that has Polynesian ancestry versus maybe African, will they be have more of more prone to certain side effects than others based on their bloodline?
I think so. Right now with PGX, it's very new, and that's where treatment's going. It's going towards customized therapies for individual patients. But there's not much research. So including the population of Pacific Islanders, there's not much information as far as how we metabolize meds and treatments, how they impact us from a genetic standpoint. But to your point, there are medications out there. I wouldn't say necessarily cause dementia, but maybe some brain fog, what they call it, more of some memory loss that could happen with certain medications.
Is it just pertain to certain ethnicities, or is it like almost all? Because, I mean, you know, you can take a Xanax and forget where you are for the last 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be Polynesian for that.
Yeah. I don't know of any data that specifically nails down specific ethnicities. In general, these meds have those adverse effects in the prescribing information. So it's just something we know of and to monitor and track. Yeah.
Other question that I wanted to ask, since you're both doctors here and we are living in a weird time for the digital age, the age of ChatGPT and AI. Is ChatGPT or AI, as it learns and evolves and things like that, is that a good resource to look up medical diagnoses at home?
I think it's a good place to start, but you really want to speak with your healthcare provider to really ensure that the information you read, that you understand it correctly, and they would be the experts with any of that. All of these are just tools available to sort of provide limited information, but I think speaking with your healthcare provider is there's nothing that's going to replace that.
Do you guys use it at all?
In the medical field? Yeah, in the medical field, there are some... artificial intelligence being developed specifically to help with the medical literature research and physicians, and then as well as on the administrative side. I don't think there is any profession in the world that won't be impacted by AI, if not already. But it's very important, like Gloria Ann said, to validate those resources, because I've seen ghost resources, what they call them. When you type in stuff in ChatGPT, it gives you the references when you go look up the reference, it doesn't exist.
Dude, okay, not to get, sorry, doctor, I don't mean to call you dude, but that, I can relate. I use ChatGPT a lot, and honestly, it's wrong a bunch.
Yeah.
It's like maybe 70% of the time it's right, but that means that 30% of the time it's not.
Yeah.
And I would think that if you're dealing in medicine with people's lives and or even self-diagnosing something, you know, you would want a better accuracy, right? Yeah.
100%. So, yeah.
And like Lorraine said, it's always better to refer back to your clinicians. We practice medicine. Dr. Early, Dr. Famuina, myself, Lorraine, we all practice medicine, and that's what it is. When we practice, we learn hands-on and treating our patients. So nothing can replace that from an artificial intelligence standpoint. So very important. Always go back to your clinician.
All right. And very important, vets, make sure to watch out for that letter that you should have gotten from Hawaii's PGX or the
Pharmacogenomics, yeah.
Pharmacogenomics, all right. Just rolls right off the tongue. Pharmacogenomics, yeah. Or PGX testing and health screening event that's happening. Yeah. You can do that at the Faleamavaenga Clinic next to OMV, or you guys are doing outreach over to again, our guests, if you're watching them on TV, that is Dr. Glorianne, Dr. Chaz, both joining us from Hawaii. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we wrapped up?
I'd like to say one thing. If you're hesitant about coming in today to do the testing, I can't urge it enough. For non-veterans, somebody like me, if I went to the lab to do the test, it's about $1,500 to $2,200. And there's no reason why any veteran needs to pay that. So please come and take advantage of this resource that we have. We came all the way here for you. And so we all like to meet you and deliver this care that would help your doctors and you at the end be on better medications, if that's what the information reports.
Yeah, you know, it can happen. I don't know how often it does. I had a really good friend of mine that was older in age and took medication and had a bad reaction to it, right, and died. And, you know, had he had this PGX testing, he might still
he
be
may
here
have
with
helped,
us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, all right.
And real quick, so we'll be here all week at the clinic. We start at 8 every morning, so please come see us all the way up until Friday. And then Aua will be there Thursday, and then on Pava'ia'i on Friday.
Awesome. Again, that was Dr. Chaz and Dr. Gorian joining us here from the 808, and they are part of the PGX teams assisting the VA clinic. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. You've been watching on the live on Facebook. You've been listening on the radio, and soon this will be delivered to all the podcast platforms as well. So appreciate you guys coming on here with us, and all the best.
Thank you for having us.
93 KHD. We'll continue after this.